"Captain aboard," was called when she stepped onto the deck. Sailors came to attention, saluted. "At ease," she said. "Continue readying the ship." Grant climbed over the gunwale, straightened his coat, looked around, and then followed Kit as she walked astern toward the helm. She introduced him to Jin and Simon, and then to Tamlin, who'd come down to meet the baggage. Tamlin looked him over, nodded, and then turned her attention to Kit.
"She's soft, but steady. She'll get us downriver, but slowly, and she'll open up when we reach open water."
"She?" Grant asked.
"The wind, of course," Tamlin said. "But there's something odd there, too."
"A storm?" Kit asked.
"Nay, not a storm. I don't entirely know what it is."
She opened her eyes, looked back at Kit.
"Can the water not feel it?"
"I didn't feel anything odd," Kit said. "But we aren't to the sea yet. I don't hear the magic as strongly here. Let us know if it becomes more odd," she decided on.
Tamlin nodded at Jin, then made a little curtsy to Grant before climbing barefoot into the rigging again.
Kit turned to Grant. "Do you need a nautical education?"
"I know this is the boat and that's the water. Is there much else that matters?"
She refused the obvious bait.
"We're a two-masted schooner. Foremast," she said, pointing to the mast in front. "And mainmast," she pointed to the second. "There are square sails atop the foremast. They hang from the vertical beams, the yards. The biggest sails on each mast are gaff-rigged." She pointed up. "The gaff is the spar at the top, from which the sail hangs. The boom is the one on the bottom."
"Port," she said, pointing to the boat's left side.
"Starboard," she said, pointing to the right. "Forward is front, aft is rear. While aboard, you're safest in your quarters," she continued. "If you're on deck, stay aft, in the back of the ship, behind the mainmast. You're least likely to be in the way."
"I could hardly be in the way when the Queen has ordered me here and to share in command of this mission."
"Unless you've become an experienced sailor overnight," she murmured. "You won't be directing the sailing of this ship."
She gestured up to the stays.
"But feel free to go up if you're so eager to assist."
The look he gave her was fulminating.
"I don't need to prove my bravery."
"And I don't need to prove my skill. I'll show you your room,"